Behind every great work of art, there once was an artist. An artist holding a paintbrush, or working with a chisel, or hammering away at a typewriter. For NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg, these can be sacred objects. For example, an impressionist artist's materials now at Washington's National Gallery of Art.
Years ago, a librarian at Princeton University let me hold the original manuscript of F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby. To me, it felt like the Holy Grail. In Washington, visitors are equally thrilled by some pieces of colored chalk in a big plexiglass case at the entrance to a popular exhibit of works by Edgar Degas and Mary Cassatt.
I'm delighted.
Curator Kim Jones.
Just standing here, the number of people who stop and look at them and they read the label like, Mary Cassatt's pastels, that's so cool. What are they made of? It's the kind of thing that really entrances people.
Three well-loved large wooden boxes from distinguished Paris art supply stores, each box filled with stubby little pieces of pastels, some worn down to half an inch, other chalk sticks almost untouched. One gallery visitor bends over to inspect the chalks.
It's just fascinating. It's a piece of history.
You went,
I know, it's just my daughter has pastels, and to see this is incredible.
To think that Mary Cassatt held them and used them.
And these are well used.
The nice thing is now that we own them, one of the things we will be doing at some point in the near future is doing some examinations.
The National Gallery will test to see what they're made of, which pigments were used, how the soft pigment powder was stabilized, how the pastels were fixed to drawing paper so that they wouldn't smudge. These days, some artists use hairspray as a fixative. In her last decades, Mary Cassatt was using pastels more than oil paints. Her luminous colors were vibrant.
Beautiful fuchsias and teals.
In 1920, 6 years before she died, Cassatt gave these boxes of pastels to the 10-year-old granddaughter of her New York friend and patron, Louisine Havemeyer. Years later, that granddaughter, Electra Webb Bostwick, spoke about the gift and said she had used the colors. Kim quotes Electra.
I played with them, not realizing what I had. Now, these are not children's. These are not toys. This is a full-size pastel set.
Now they belong to the National Gallery, which collects artists' materials, paints, brushes, various artifacts, useful to scholars and other artists who study them for inspiration. Kim Jones says Cassatt's pastels, by nature brittle, have gone on view only recently.
I've not even had a chance to touch them yet.
Well, me either, so come on, let's open the case.
Polite smile, shake of the head.
I had the feeling that you might refuse me, and so I brought my own.
Mine are not chalky like Cassatt's. They are oil pastels, pliable, more like crayons. Kim picks up a red one and indulgently scribbles on some paper.
You know, that's not bad. This it could be a future masterpiece.
It's a future masterpiece. I probably won't quit my day job anytime soon, however, just in case.
Mary Cassatt's pastels are on view at the National Gallery only until October 5th. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.